97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. We're going to start with Australia. The last time we spoke, we talked about retribution at a car dealership.
Yes.
And this sort of continues that theme a little bit. I feel like a lot of people are real upset in Australia, specifically upset at a Queensland facility called Dreamworld. Dreamworld received $2.7 million to build a wildlife research center on the Gold Coast in 2019, specifically focused on koalas. Lots of government money went to this. They solicited donations. They got millions of dollars for koala protection and research. And this money has been repurposed as of early 2020. We're kind of finding out about it now, I suppose. They put the project on hold and started the process of repurposing, quote, quote, some of those funds.
Uh-huh.
And the punchline, as reported by Australian media, is that a great deal of the koala funds, those koala bucks, which is just what we call Australian dollars, is being put more, why did you laugh at that?
It's like a theme park.
To a roller coaster. In fact, almost all of it has been put to building a giant roller coaster.
Wow.
Which is, it's especially funny because the research lab was being touted as the first of its kind when
uh-huh.
it was pitched in 2019.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And that same language is being applied to the roller coaster. This roller coaster is the biggest, the first of its kind. Come on down. Folks are upset about this. There's lots of comment threads. There's lots of people that are just yelling about it all the time. What I want to focus on is a politician named Sam O'Connor, who at government meetings for discussing how these funds got repurposed, why is it a roller coaster and not koalas, after all of the corporate press release jingle jangle, all the legal ease, he took a breath and then just says, "So, the koala lab funding went to a roller coaster." And I appreciate when that happens, when someone listens to you talk very patiently and then asks you the question you were supposed to answer and managed to somehow not
right
somewhere in the past 2 minutes. So shout out to Dreamworld and their giant roller coaster. I hope the koalas get to ride it at least once. Other public officials that I'm less happy with, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is refusing to pay speeding tickets, red light tickets, and parking tickets, which is a fun thing to do as a politician, specifically as mayor of Chicago, which is I get to park where I want. I get to go as fast as I want.
But
don't worry about it.
A, no, that's incorrect. B, who? You're the mayor.
You're the mayor.
A red light.
If anyone has to pay their parking tickets, it's probably you.
Don't run a red light anyway.
No, never do that,
don't
actually.
Do that. And if you do and you get caught, pay your ticket. Set an example for the rest of the community. I have a question about Australia.
Okay, what's your question about
Australia? Is it at least a koala-themed roller coaster?
No.
What?
It's not. I don't know what the roller coaster looks like. I wish that I knew how to pronounce this. I hope I'm not going to fumble it live on the air.
Oh, fumble it live
the
on the air.
The
name of
the roller coaster is the Steel Taipan.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't think that is a koala. I'm pretty sure the Taipan is a snake, but I'm not 100% sure, but it would fit with the theme of the roller coaster, and I'm speaking really slowly because the Taipan is indeed a snake. I was correct. I was correct the whole time.
You're looking that up the whole time. I like
it. What I was talking about. I'm very educated. Don't worry about it.
We dropped the koalas and we've replaced it with a fake snake that is in fact a roller coaster.
Oh wow, the Taipan is actually one of the deadliest known snakes. Look at that. Now Trends is just about snakes.
Does it feed on koalas? Because that would be a level of irony I would actually come back around to appreciating.
I mean, it does kill koalas. It kills a lot of things.
Are you kidding?
It's in, yeah.
They got $3 million.
Yeah, it's in Queensland, Australia, and the Taipan is an aggressive, venomous snake.
They got $3 million to study koalas with the intention of saving the species, and instead they build a roller coaster in honor of a snake that is an enemy of the koala.
A sworn enemy of the koala. Mostly rats. Mostly rats.
But sure.
They're not great at climbing trees. If a koala ends up on the ground, that koala is about to have
right.
a bad time.
Well,
that's true for koalas in general, I suppose. Man, Trends is really... Let's be clear. We're very pro-koala
yes.
here on Trends.
We're very
yeah,
upset with
we
the
are team
Queensland...
Koala.
Yes. this Queensland theme park, where can you go there and spend koala bucks?
You can spend every one of those hard-earned koala bucks, Aaron Keck.
What is $3 million in Australian money in U.S. money?
Let's find out. $3 million. Is it AUD? It is AUD.
Of course it is.
I'm a genius. Oh, wow. It's only $2 million freedom bucks.
Oh, man. That's probably a bad roller coaster, too. Shoddily built.
Just rickety.
Not even steel. It's the tin Taipan.
The aluminium Taipan.